Well, said Defarge, it is a long time. It takes time to prepare for change. The crimes against the people of France cannot be revenged in a day. But we may not live to see the end. Even if that happens, replied Madame Defarge, we shall help it to come. But I believe that we shall see the day of our revenge against these hated noblemen. The next day, a stranger came into the wine shop. At once, Madame Defarge picked up a rose from the table and put it in her hair. As soon as they saw this, the customers stopped talking, and one by one, without hurrying, left the wine shop. "Good day, madame," said the stranger. "Good day, monsieur," said Madame Defarge. But to herself she said, "About 40 years old, tall, black hair, thin face. Yes, I know who you are, Mr. John Barsad." "Is business good?" asked the stranger. "Business is bad. The people are so poor." Madame Defarge looked over to the door. "Ah, here is my husband." "Good day, Jacques," said the spy. "You're wrong," said Defarge, staring at him. "That's not my name. I am Ernest Defarge."
"It's all the same," said the spy easily. "I remember something about you, Monsieur Defarge. You took care of Dr. Manette when he came out of the Bastille."
"That's true," said Defarge.
"Have you heard much from Dr. Manette and his daughter? They're in England now."
"No, not for a long time."